everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. I'm Ron Hayes. Joining us today, Dr. Harry Kaiser of Cornell University, who's done return on investment research on the dollar head beef checkoff, looking at how the dollar is invested both domestically and internationally.
On the domestic side, we looked at and disaggregated the activities that the CBB does that are demand-enhancing activities into nine. They range from generic advertising to public relations and that sort of thing. And the foreign market model we looked at, their export promotion programs. Like last time, we found that all 10 of those activities were statistically significantly positive in terms of their impact on beef demand.
And the resulting return on investment for each dollar invested into the beef checkoff higher than 4 years ago.
We're going up. The beef industry has something to be happy about. It's $11.91.
To learn more about the return on investment study, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, very little has changed in fundamental or technical market trends today, allowing for traders to focus on recent market direction. This has sparked increased active support in the live cattle trade, as traders also continue to focus on bearish fundamental weakness that's still developing. Corn futures steady to higher in light trade. September corn futures about half a cent higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 38 points higher, NASDAQ down 40 points. In live cattle today, firm gains have moved back into the complex, with lightly traded August futures leading the surge higher, holding a $2 per hundredweight gain. October futures meanwhile, holding 67 cent gains today, solidifying commercial interest as traders focus on steady but firm growth potential over the next couple of days. Prices still nearly $7 per hundredweight below levels before markets imploded nearly 2 weeks ago. Cash market trade still undeveloped today, although bids becoming more evident. Bids seen at $105 in the south and $172 to $175 dressed in the north. This could help to stimulate some additional trade interest, but most likely trade will be delayed until Friday. Box beef cutouts meanwhile mixed, $2.38 higher in select and down $2.39 in choice, with light movement at 49 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, futures remain mixed in limited trade activity today, with nearby futures supported by moderate to strong gains in the live cattle trade. August through October contracts continue to hold 10 to 70 cent gains based on the stability in grain markets and potential for additional spillover support throughout the entire complex. The potential to add steady but firm commercial interest redeveloping throughout the end of the month may create a strong underlying base on which traders can build in the near future. At the same time today, grains were mixed, with corn narrowly mixed in trade. Soybean trade was narrowly mixed as well, with meal 50 cents to $1.50 higher and oil 5 to 15 points lower. And finally today in wheat, trade was 2 cents lower to 3 cents higher, with line buying and all contracts trying to shake off oversold conditions. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.